All this bears directly on the price of oil. And another day, another five-month low. Oil has fallen to near $108 a barrel. It's actually just above $108. But Brent crude is at $107. Concerns about slowing global demand are part of it. Hurricane Gustav is also a factor. And a stronger dollar is pushing the oil prices lower. Nick McGregor is an energy analyst for the stockbroker Redmayne Bentley. He joins us from London. Nick, thanks for being with us.
No problem. Hi.
It seems to me, I want to talk about all of this, but it seems to me the Gustav issue, let's isolate that for a moment. It seems with the giant drop and, you know, even a buildup as Gustav was approaching the Gulf, there was a spike. There's a sign that speculators are trading on weather, which is relatively unusual, it seems to me. Nick?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's an element of that, but I also think that because the potential impact Gustav could have had was so vast and it was such an unknown, there was a degree of people who had short positions closing them ahead of Gustav and so on. So I think it was partly down to people speculating on the weather and partly down to people just deciding that they wanted to be flat on any oil positions ahead of Gustav till they knew what was happening.
But does that explain an almost $10 a barrel drop? Once it was clear that Gustav was not going to be that big of a factor?
Well, at the same time, we saw several other things happening. I don't think Gustav explains all of it, but we saw continuing strength in the US dollar. We've seen the situation in the Caucasus in Georgia and so on a little bit more amenable between the Russians and the EU. And we've seen continued sort of fairly mediocre economic data, the OECD report into the strength of European economies and so on. So I think those things have come together to give us that $10 drop.
Well, as oil prices began to spike around 140, even higher than that, dollars a barrel, there was all this talk from the White House and from European capitals that, you know, OPEC should do something to control or stabilize the price of oil. Now there's some discussion that OPEC might actually do a production cut to try to stabilize the price of oil on the southern side of the ticker. Do you think OPEC actually has the power to do that at this point, or are we going farther south no matter what?
Well, OPEC meets next week. And while, as you say, there's been a lot of talk that they might now try and put the brakes on, the problem with production cuts is when it was rising, everyone's concern was whether or not they could increase production, even if they wanted to. And a lot of the peak oil theorists saying they can't. Now we know that we can do, you know, we can produce at the levels we've seen recently. Even if they cut production, it's a fairly blunt instrument. And the biggest thing that's going to move oil markets isn't whether or not OPEC are producing, it's whether or not the world demands the stuff. And that's the big equation at the moment, that the concern about falling demand is probably going to mean even a production cut isn't going to put the brakes on and send us back to $147, no.
So demand is falling faster than even OPEC can cut. Where is the demand falling? We've got Asia, we've got Europe, we've got the United States. So lay it out for us.
Pretty well across the board, and it's all relative. While we're seeing demand, for example, increasing in China and India, and these, of course, were the areas that were meant to be taking up the slack as Western economies slowed down, we've seen over the last couple of months early indications that in those areas, while demand grows, it's not growing as fast as previously thought. And therefore, again, we might see some slack in what have been a very, very tight market. I think that the other thing that is part of the issue is that we're seeing some of the investments that have been made over the last few years starting to get closer to fruition. So production's likely to increase over the next couple of years as well. And that's given people a little bit more of a calming effect.
Finally, is the dollar, the rising dollar, a wild card in this, or does it help us to actually predict the trend one way or another?
It's certainly a wild card. I mean, the rising dollar helps from the balance of payments point of view for the USA, which in turn will help the dollar strengthen. So it's a kind of self-fulfilling prophecy. The biggest impact in the short term from the point of view of the rising dollar is the effect it's had on speculative money, a lot of which was in the oil market primarily as a dollar hedge. Rising dollar, falling oil price, it makes that play a non-starter now. And a lot of that speculative money has moved away, and that's been behind a fair degree of the fall we've seen so far.
And that's probably a good thing. Speculators out, less volatility, price stabilizes, good for consumers. Nick McGregor, thanks so much.
Cheers.
Nick McGregor is energy analyst for the stockbroker Redmayne Bentley. He joined us from London. We'll be right back.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.